With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting.
I did get a call for 3216 Princeton Avenue in the 15th for a piece of a plane inside of a dark blue Hyundai.
That sound courtesy Broadcastify as authorities investigate a plane crash in North Philadelphia. A medical transport jet carrying a pediatric patient and five others slammed into a Philadelphia neighborhood about 30 seconds after taking off, erupting in a fireball and engulfing several homes in fire. Mayor Sherelle Parker says at a news conference that information on fatalities wasn't immediately known. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance said the patient and another passenger were on board along with four crew members. The plane exploded as it hit the ground near a shopping mall and major roadway. Meanwhile, further south in Washington, D.C., National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman says that the black box from the helicopter involved in that collision with an American Airlines jet killing 67 people has been recovered.
The Sikorsky, where the CRJ has two separate recorders, the Sikorsky has a combined cockpit voice recorder and digital flight data receipt recorder. It's in one box. I can report to you now, we have recovered the Sikorsky black box.
President Donald Trump says he will put in place 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and 10% tariffs on goods from China effective Saturday. That raises the specter of swift price increases for U.S. consumers, although Trump suggests he'll try to blunt the impact on oil imports. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 337 points, the NASDAQ dropped 54. This is SRN News. A Republican senator introduces a bill to protect kids.
Josh Hawley's measure is designed to allow young people who regret their sex change operations to sue the doctors and hospitals who carry them out. The Missouri Republican calls it the Protecting Our Kids from Child Abuse Act. Hawley says our children should no longer suffer from irreversible and dangerous child mutilation procedures which the Biden administration enabled and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More anti-Semitism in Australia. Three more cases of hateful graffiti at Jewish institutions were discovered across Sydney on Thursday. While Australian political leaders decried as terrorism an incident of explosives found in a trailer on the city's outskirts. Lawmen say the trailer contained a list of Jewish targets together with a cache of power gel, an explosive used in the mining industry. There have been numerous anti-Semitic attacks on synagogues and Jewish schools in Australia. SRN News. Tough times for a major drugstore chain.
Shares of Walgreens tumbled after it announced it's suspending its dividend, breaking a streak of quarterly shareholder payouts stretching back more than 90 years. The drugstore chain says it made the move to strengthen its balance sheet and improve cash flow as company leaders try to turn around the struggling business. Walgreens has been dealing with thin prescription reimbursement, rising expenses, persistent theft, and inflation-sensitive shoppers looking for bargains elsewhere. Rich Thomason reporting.
An inflation gauge closely watched by the Federal Reserve rose slightly last month, the latest sign that some consumer prices remain stubbornly elevated, even as inflation is cooling in fits and starts. Friday's report from the Commerce Department showed that consumer prices rose 2.6% in December from a year earlier. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.